Morning, Boker Tov. New Masechta. We start Pesachim. Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, just a quick couple of points of Hakdama. Pesachim is obviously a concept. Pesach Masechta we're quite familiar with. The Masechta really can be broken into two halves, almost not first half, second half, because it's a little bit scattered throughout. But there's the focus on Korban Pesach, which is a large focus of the Masechta, which very much gets involved with Kachim, type sugyas, the focus on Korban Pesach, and the various dinim related to Korban Pesach, to Erev Pesach, and then the focus on Pesach itself, as we know it, Chametz, Matzah, Isra of Chametz, the Mitzvah Matzah, Leil Seder, and the like. As a matter of fact, the Tesis Yom Tov actually asks a question on the name of the Masechta. The name of the Masechta is called Masechta's Pesachim. It's called Masechta's Pesachim, plural. We know that Sukkah is singular, Rosh Hashanah is singular, Yom is singular. Why all of a sudden by the Yom Tov of Pesach is it called Pesachim plural? So the first answer that the Tesis Yom Tov brings is that we have two Pesachs. We have Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. And therefore the Masechta is called Masechta Pesachim as a reference to the two Pesachs, namely Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. That is the Tesis Yom Tov's first answer. But the second answer relates to really the concept that I was pointing out, that the Masechta could really be divided with the Korban Pesach element. That's one element of Pesach. The Korban Pesach takes up a lot of ear time in the Masechta. And then separately, all the other dinim of Pesach, as we know, what we call Pesach, not the Korban Pesach and Erev Pesach, but what we have today, Chametz, Matzah, Leil Seder, and the like, that's the other part of Pesach. So that's the plural Pesachim in the Tesis Yom Tov second Pshat. There's actually a discussion. It's interesting. We refer to Pesach as Pesach, obviously. The Torah refers to it as Chag HaMatzos. We refer to it as Pesach. The Torah refers to Chag HaMatzos. When the Torah refers to Pesach, typically it's referring to the Korban Pesach, and it's referring to, if it refers to the Yom Tov of Pesach, it's referring to Erev Pesach. There's actually discussion whether Erev Pesach has a din of a Yom Tov because the Korban Pesach was brought Bein Arbayim on Erev Pesach. Does that day have a din of Yom Tov? We're going to discuss in the third or fourth parak whether or not it actually comes up in today's daf, the Isser Melacha. Is Isser Melacha on Erev Yom Tov, and it relates to Korban Pesach, is that part of the fact that it has the din of Yom Tov or Stam Isser Melacha? That's again, we're going to quote in today's daf from one of our rayas in today's discussion, but it's really a sugya coming up in a couple of parakos for now. But again, because Erev Pesach perhaps has a din like a Yom Tov, and therefore there was Noyek Isser Melacha. Furthermore, the guy discussed of a person Chalila sitting Shiva. We know sitting Shiva, Avelos, when it comes Yom Tov, he gets up from Shiva, he gets up from Avelos, he stops Avelos. Perhaps Erev Pesach, unlike other Yom Tovim, where the Erev doesn't stop the Shiva, you get up earlier in the afternoon in order to prepare for the Yom Tov, prepare for Shabbos. Erev Shabbos as well, but the Erev itself is not considered a Yom Tov to stop the Shiva, to get up for the Avelos, whereas by Erev Pesach, the Gaon debates that perhaps Erev Pesach has a din of Yom Tov itself, and therefore we stop the Avelos. Furthermore, there's a discussion by Vinayam. We know Vinayam and Matzah Shabbos, there's a tefillah we say Matzah Shabbos, we only say it in weeks that don't have Yom Tov. If Yom Tov coming that week, then we don't say Vinayam. We have the Arv of the Yom Tov coming that week, we don't say Vinayam. What if Pesach falls out on Shabbos? Pesach falls on Shabbos, so normally you'd say Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, you say Vinayam. You always have Shabbos to Shabbos, you say Vinayam. When you have Yom Tov falling out the next Shabbos, you say Vinayam. But when Pesach falls out on Shabbos, that means Erev Pesach fell out on Friday. So you do have some sort of Yom Tov during the week. There's a discussion that maybe we should say Vinayam, because again, Erev Pesach may have a din of Yom Tov. So it's interesting, again, that Erev Pesach, the Torah, when it refers to Pesach, typically refers to Erev Pesach, which we're saying does have some sort of status of quasi, at least, Yom Tov. And the Torah refers to Pesach itself as Chag HaMatzos. So Tesach HaDashim asks, why? What's the difference? Why, Taka, does the Torah refer to Pesach as Erev Pesach typically, and we refer to Pesach itself as Pesach, the Torah refers to as Chag HaMatzes. So Rashi Balezcha actually elaborates, very interesting Rashi. Rashi discusses, when there's a whole conversation, famously, beginning of Balezcha, about Ein Mukta Mukha B'Torah, Klai Yisrael in the Midbar, but Rashi over there brings a Mamre Chazal, that Klai Yisrael, when they got to the Midbar, they kept Korban Pesach once, and then they didn't do it again until they got to Eretz Yisrael. So really, there's a little bit of a busha, it's a little bit of an embarrassment of Klai Yisrael to be calling it Chag HaPesach, especially in the Torah, throughout the Torah, when Klai Yisrael throughout the Midbar were not keeping the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. They only did it when they got to Yisrael. And therefore, in the Torah, it's referred to as Chag HaMatzos. Because Klai Yisrael weren't keeping Korban Pesach in the Midbar, in the Torah, it's referred to as Chag HaMatzos. Once we got there to Yisrael, once we started keeping the Korban Pesach regularly, then it went back to being the name Chag HaPesach, became Chag HaPesach. That is Tesis Chadashim's first answer. Tesis Chadashim brings a second answer, and it's really a famous vert from Levi Yitzchak Ditcheva, which goes back on the words, he connects to the words, Ani L'doy Di V'doy Li, that we the Kli Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu have a beautiful relationship where we love each other. We each sing the praises of each other. We had this in Bracha, a similar idea about the tefillin that Kli Yisrael wears, the tefillin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears. But here too, we have this idea of Anil Dodi V'Dodi Liyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls it Chag HaMatzis, because that's a reminder that us, Kli Yisrael, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a tzivui to leave Mitzrayim, our dough wasn't baked. We ran off into the wilderness. We ran off out of Mitzrayim with the dough on our shoulders, on our back. We didn't really have time to rise. We left right away. We got the commandment to go. It's time to go. We left, finished. We listened to the words of Hashem. It's a reminder of our dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to just leave, and our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to just leave without having proper provisions for the road. And Chag HaPesach is what we call, because we're commending, praising Hashem for skipping over our houses, for passing over our houses and saving us, Klai Yisrael. So we call Chag HaPesach. So we refer to it by name that praises Hashem more, and Hashem refers to it by name that praises us more. Nafkamini l'alacha, then we'll get into the back to the Mishnah. Says the Chashuk Chemed, what if by Shemen Esrei, the nusach of davening is, a person supposed to say, right, Chag HaMatzis is there. Right, Chag HaMatzis, the nusach we say in Shemen Esrei. What if someone said Chag HaPesach instead of Chag HaMatzis? So first, we want to say it's not the lashon. We know typically when you mishal the lashon, the chumah when misakam at tefila. Again, Gemara is in brachas. You not reyet tefila. First, we want to suggest reyet tefila. The Maisa, he says that it goes back to this conversation that really both the shenas are good. The shenas, both the shenas really mean Pesach. Both are describing the time. It's just based on who's saying which praise, and therefore, b'dievet, he wants to say it would be okay. And he actually brings from his father-in-law, from Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal, who said that since Bnei Adam today clearly reference Pesach as Chag HaPesach, so it's clear what he means in the Nusach Shemen Esrei, and therefore b'dievet, of course, not Chila, but b'dievet, if he says Chag HaPesach instead of Chag HaMatzis in Shemen Esrei, he would be Yaitza, that would be fine. Okay, Zok to Mishnah. Or La'Basar, which means, ultimately, we're going to skip to the ultimate Taish. Tomorrow's going to have a long conversation about this. Or means light, but Or also means, in this context, means the night. The night of the 14th. So we know by Jewish days, the day starts the night before. So the night of the 14th, that's the night before Pesach. The night before Pesach, what do? Boit kines ha-chametz la'ar-ner. We check the chametz la'ar-haner. It's actually a beautiful... I know I said it's not the Mishnah, just one or two more points on the Mishnah. There's a beautiful Bnei Yisachar on this Lashon of Or La'Basar B'derech Drush. Bnei Yisachar on his Maimer in Chodesh Nisan, he writes that when a boy is starting Or La'Basar, when he's starting the Or to his 14th year, which is a fancy way of saying when he's 13, when he's becoming a bar mitzvah, Beitkin es ha-chametz la'aner, he has to check out for the chametz la'aner. Beitkin es ha-chametz, chametz in the context means, chametz means the Yitzhara, it's the Gemara, what does chametz represent? The Sur Shavisa. Sur Shavisa, the Gemara, again, Brachas, tells us Sur Shavisa is, that's what causes us to have our gaiva, to have our virus, because the sar, that element of gashmis inside us that causes us to want to, we think we're more powerful and more special than we are, and the gashmis overrules. That's the sar shavisa, and we have to be baidik it. How we baidik it? La'ar aner. When a person turns 13, he has to realize la'ar aner ayra zu teira. We know kiner mitzvah teira ar. Teira is ar. A bori turns bar mitzvah. Says neisachar. He has to start to connect and open up his mind to teira. Now he has his. He's now developed his full yetzirah together with the yetzir teiv. Now he's bar mitzvah. So he should develop himself to the Ur of Taira in order to protect from the Chametz, Pederach Drush. That's his Taich of this first five words, six words of the Mishnah. Ur La'Bas, when a person is turning 13, he should make sure to use the Ur of Taira to combat, and obviously not just then, from then onward, to combat his Chametz, the Chametz Shabisa, in his body. Okay, so our Mishnah says that on the night of the 14th, one should check Chametz in all the places. You only have to check chametz in places where chametz is brought. A place where chametz is not brought, one does not have to check for chametz. Now, why are we doing bedika? Rashi says right away, the third Rashi on the page, second line, Shliyavra Olav Bayar Baymat. Rashi says the reason why you do bedika is to avoid Bayar Baymat. So there's many asurim associated with chametz. The two basic ones is there's the lav of Bayar Baymat, not to possess chametz on Pesach, and then there's Tashmisu, the mitzvah say to destroy the chametz. So Rashi saying, in order to be ever the love, we do bedika. Taisu right away jumps on Rashi and asks, and many of the Shemesh Kash Rashi, Iran, and others, that what if to do bedika? And it's a famous question, why do you need bedika for that? Just do bittel. If the Isser is possessing chametz, if it's chametz in my domain that I don't own, I'm an aver. If it doesn't belong to me, I'm an aver. So, I mean, now we're going to be because it's Drabban of Bedika. But before Bedika, on a biblical level, by Rabbi Matzah, as long as I'm a Vatal Chametz L'Chayra, it's fine. It's out of my possession. I don't own it. It's gone. So ask Taisa Rashi, if the reason for Bedika is for by Rabbi Matzah, you don't need the Bedika. Why go through all that extra effort of being by the Chametz? Why don't you just be Mevatal the Chametz and I'll be sufficient? Which the Gemara is going to discuss later. The Gemara itself, Taisa brings Gemara's answer. And the reason why we do Bedika is seemingly the Gemara's explanation is not so much the way Rashi is by Rabbi Matzah. The Gemara's explanation is because Shema Yimse Gluskiyafa was scared the person to find a nice cake, a nice piece of chametz, a nice cookie on Pesach, and either he'll forget himself and just eat it, so it's a protection that even if it's a chametz not mine, I don't want to eat the chametz, or further, he may nullify his bittel. He may go back and nullify his bittel. He may say, I want to eat. I want to partake in this. It's a geshmak, a chametz. I want to partake in it, and therefore go over on his bittel again. So Rashi's learning it's shliyaver by Rabbi Matzah. Taisus Esar Rashi says el chayra for that bedika a bittel would be enough. And if Taisus says it's in order not to find a nice cake later on. Ron again asks the same question to Rashi, and Ron suggests a couple answers on behalf of Rashi why he's saying bayira by Matzah. Ron answers first of all enachami. Maybe in a case where you're doing bit, avad we do bit, you don't need bayir by matzah. Our mishnah say you don't need to do bedika. Our mishnah saying in a case where you didn't do bitof, why this guy doesn't want to do bitof? Cash for maisa. But this guy's not doing bitof. He's not doing bitof. Then in order to make sure you don't have a bayir by matzah, you got to do bedika. Otherwise, you may find you may possess chametz on Pesach. So it's talking about in a case where you're not doing bitof, you need bedika. That's one answer. Ron wants to suggest for Rashi. Ron says another answer for Rashi that we're concerned that he's going to be chayzer from his bitof. Come, we just touched on this really when we chayzer the bitof, meaning and then it'll be over bayir by matzah. So a little bit different. We kind of said both of this in Taisus. What we mean is as follows. In Taisus is saying that the bittel alone is enough. There's no concern that maybe you find something geshmak of chametz to eat and you'll eat it. You'll be overeating chametz on Pesach because you'll find something which doesn't belong to you and be over. Ran says, according to Rashi, it's deeper. Not so much that you'll find something geshmak and you'll eat it. You'll find something geshmak and you'll nullify your bittel and you'll own it again, which is really the second thing we said before. In Taisus, Ran is saying that specifically in Rashi, which is bayirah bayimatzah. There's actually a beautiful connection. The Stipler says this explanation that the Ran is saying in Rashi, as opposed to what we're saying in Taisvis, that Rashi is having a bayirah bayimatzah. Shema yimse gluskayaf, you'll find a beautiful piece of chametz, and you'll be over bayirah bayimatzah. It's going to circle back to being over on only the chametz because you're nullifying your bittel. Taisvis seems to just say that we're not worried about bayirah bayimatzah, that bittel alone is enough. Shema yimse gluskayaf, it could create a problem. The basic problem is you may come to eat the chametz. What's this machlekes? Stipler says, beautiful, it's a machlekes tolu l'shitasam. What is bittel? Taisvis learns bittel is like regular hefker. Bittel is like hefker. If bittel is like hefker, I can't revoke my bittel. I can make an opinion on something, but once I'm a vatel, once it's hefker, I can't take it back. So that's not a concern. Bayirah bayimatzah is not a concern. According to Taisus, even if it's yimse gluskafa, it's not a concern. It's the same concern as me buying new chametz. It's not a concern of bayirah bayimatzah. I may eat it, it's more of a concern, but not so much that I'm going to revoke, I'm going to renege, I'm going to retract my bittel. According to Rashi, Rashi learns that the bittel is not hefker. The bittel is more like afra ba'alma. It's a fundamental difference in bittel. I'm not saying it's hefker lakol, it doesn't belong to me. I'm saying it's like dirt. It has no chashivas. I'm being mevatel, it's erich. I'm saying it has no status. This is like dirt. It's like dirt to me. Since I'm saying it's like dirt, so if I change my mind, I say, no, I say, you know, it's not like dirt anymore. It's like something chashiv. The reason why I wasn't over by a matzah is because it had no status to me. Not that I was mafker to the felt necessarily, it had no status to me. Once I give a status, it's still my possession, I would be over. So it says the type of Rash Lishitase has to be worried about by a matzah. You gotta do bedika in order to make sure there's no chametz in order that the person shouldn't give a status later, which would be revoking his bittel and be over by a matzah because he's, according to Rashi, you could revoke the bittel. According to Taisus, bittel works on sefker, you can't revoke the bittel, and therefore you don't have the concern of bayirah bayimatzah, a beautiful shtickel from the Stipler. By the way, what's our nusach when we say kol chamira? What do we say? We say, when we're vatal the chametz, we say both lashon of hefker, lavike hefker, uka afrad alma. We say both of the shine is beautiful. We say the lashon of Taisvis, that it should be like hefker. We're going to have a couple of afra now. And the lashon of Rashi, that it should be like afrad alma. We lamais to say both lashonis. Okay. Says the Mishnah further. So again, the Mishnah says, you have to check only places where people bring chametz. Places where people don't bring chametz, you have to check. Which, by the way, this is just a reminder to old people. It's usually not men anyway. It's usually more the women. And there's not a knock. The Rabbanim always say that without the women, we would... If it was up to the men, every house would probably have some accidental chametz in it. But on the flip side, bedikas chametz is not spring cleaning. Bedikas chametz is not a matter of cleaning the house, getting rid of all the dust and the earth and the tiny, 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 tiny little crumbs are talking not negeya for bedikas chametz. Therefore, a makam, you don't bring chametz, you don't have to check, you don't have to clean bechlal. This is a matter of getting rid of chametz, not a matter of cleaning the house. Says the Mishnah, Where did the Chametz say this idea of not checking, meaning where Chametz does not have to be checked for because, or has to be checked for, which meaning the areas that Chametz is brought to is where you need to check, says the Mishnah. By the way, B'me Amru, Mar Tzchiyah just means a Raya. This, what in B'me Amru? Where do they say? This is the first Mishnah in the Masechta Pesachim. Where they say, oh, it's good. So sometimes you can say it's referring to another conversation later in the Masechta. Sometimes it doesn't go in order, but the Mar Tzchiyah brings a Raya that this actually is say that before Rebbe had the Mishnayos, there were other, there already was some other memris written down on these dinim, on the halachas that ultimately became Mishnayos. There were some other writings prior to Rebbe redacting and putting together the Mishnayos. So the Ma'amr is going on those other statements that had already been made. They already made statements to this to this extent in this topic, and therefore saying, what do they say about these dinim about being searched? Shtei shuras b'martav, makom shnei b'chametz. When they spoke about searching the two shuras in the martav, that's in the wine cellar. They spoke about searching the two rows. We'll see which two rows in a second. Machlokes b'sham b'sila, which we'll focus on later more in the Gemara, not now in the Mishnah. But there's two rows in the martav that have to be checked. You know why? Because the makom shnei b'chametz, the place for being chametz. Why is it a place for being chametz? Because when you go mill the meal to get some wine, you're holding some chametz in your hand, and you're holding the pasta in your hand, you're holding the bread in your hand to go get the wine. And the first two rows of the Maritav is common to have someone who had bread in their hand while getting the wine. And if it's a concern, he put the bread down, he dropped it, left it there, and the chametz is there. That's why you check those rows. But further, you would have to check. B'sham, remember which two rows you check. Shtei shuras, I'll put it in called Maritav. B'sham, it says it's two rows over the entire front of the Maritav. B'sham, remember, shtei shuras, chasenis, al yenis. The two outer rows and the uppermost rows. The two outer uppermost rows, according to B'sham, it seems to be the two entire front rows. Okay, we'll see more about that machlekes in the Gemara. The whole focus of the Gemara is going to be one long conversation, rise back and forth, to what does Ur mean in our Mishnah. We already touched it because we went with the Maskana. The Ur means nighttime. Ur means night. The night of the 14th is when we do Bedikah. We know it's the fact as well. We do Bedikah, Ur and Er. We use the candle. The candle has much more powers when it's dark. The candle, in contrast to darkness, makes it able to see the cracks and the crevices. Okay. But the whole Gemara is going to focus on what exactly Ur means. That's going to be the rest of today's daf. Mostly Rias back and forth in Pesukim. It actually moves fairly quickly. But before we get there, just a very important Taisvis. Taisvis brings up a very safe Sekakasha. We find in the Torah many other surim that are Asur, many other surim that are Asur Bahana, and we never find this idea of Bedika. We have to bedika, have to rid ourselves from it. You don't find, I mean, Bavai Dazar also is the only place we find, it's not Nachila type of thing, where we find bedika. But otherwise, you don't find bedika but other Yisroel. Why over here, as Taisvis, is there a din of, let's say, Isra Arla, Asabana, Basav Chalav's Asabana, right? You want to tell me that Chametz is Karas? No, Chalav. You don't find there's a din of bedika, of Chalav, get rid of Chalav. Why all of a sudden, by Chametz, is there such a din? And there's a big aside for the Chumras throughout the Masechta of the Chumras in Pesach, and that is, Taisa says, this comes up, actually we do discuss a little bit in Basav Chalav as well, this aside, but Taisa's aside is that Chametz is Mutter Kalashana. All year round, this that we cannot eat for the 8 days of Pesach, we're used to eating all year round. Chametz is mutter. It's 100% mutter all year round. And therefore, all of a sudden, on a dime, we have to stop. And we can no longer eat. We can no longer eat chametz. We have to stop eating for 8 days. We're so used to our inertia. We're so used to eating it normally. We need extra protection not to eat on Pesach. That's why we have all these elements of Bedikah. And the Radvaz, he actually brings in the Shuvah, he brings really the same question of Taisa, and he elaborates further. He says, you have Bayra, Bayamatz, you have Tashpisu, Isra Na, Isra Achil, there's so many dinim, there's Bedikah, there's beer, there's bittel, there's so many things of Avachamas. Why? And again, and he brings even more rayas. He elaborates on the more rayas of other Surah, we don't find this. So he says, that actually a few explanations. First of all, I mean, Taisa again says this Bedilamine, which the Ravaz does touch on, but he adds more to it. He says that we actually have a three pronged concern over here. By Chametz, we have Isaran Bana, which you find elsewhere. Arlo Asabana. You find Karis. You find that by Chelavos is Karis. Bechelav is Asabana. Chelav is Asabana, right? We're going to have in the second parak in Shabbos, Mamad Madlikim, we say it Friday night, in Nusrashna, it says it Friday night, Mamad Madlikim, we discuss using Chelav, melted Chelav, over there we say you cannot use Chelav to light the Nair. Why can't you use Chelav to light the Nair? Because the Chelav doesn't hold a steady Nair, it doesn't hold a steady Nair. If the Chelav is melted, we have to, Nachum Amadi wants to say over there that you could use the Chelav for a Nair. We see it's not a problem of using Chelav, it's a problem of eating Chelav. So yeah, there's Karis by Chelav, there's no Isra'na. Chametz of Pesach has both Isra'na and Karas, and Taisus' element of Leibed Dilimine. It's got the third element as well. The other cases of Karas and Isarana, but you don't have that element of Leibed Dilimine. People are used to you having a Beheter throughout the whole year. We have all three together, set for us. That's why we're so Chumr. That's why we have so many protections and Chumrs. And even on the Raisa level, actually, the I think it's the Ran who speaks out. We'll get to it later in the Mesechta. The Ran speaks out that we find over here in the Torah almost like a Siyag. The Torah says there's Issa Bayra Bayamatza, and the Torah says Tashpisa Dishroy the Chametz. It's like the Torah is giving a protection against the Isser. The Torah, you know me, there are buttons that give protection against Isser. Over here, the Torah is giving protection. The one mitzvah to the other is protecting the other. It fits very well with this idea because over here it's a unique scenario where we have so chamer, yet so common. All year round we eat Chametz, yet it's Asa Banu Pesach and Asa Mechiv Kars. That's why we have all these levels of chamer. That's why Rabbi's first Malach. Second Malach, why we're so machmis, because it's Davi Shesha Matirin, which is general klal, but Issa Behetar, something which is ultimately going to be mutter, it's mutter after Pesach. If it's mutter after Pesach, let us be as machmer as possible on Pesach itself. Anything which is ultimately going to be mutter, we take away, we strip away all kulas. There's no reason we make on it at all because you have a heter coming up in just a couple of days. That's the Rav Asagamal. Then the Rav Asagamal says, interesting, ties back to what we said earlier with the Bnei Yisachar. So we were saying just a drush Bnei Yisachar. Rav Asagamal says, that's the pshat here as well. Rav Asagamal says, I'm not happy with these reasons either. It's still, why are there so much emphasis on getting rid of chametz and being makbar chametz? It must be, is a deeper meaning as well. Not just the practical issue of Isra Ana, the practical issue of Karis, you think that'd be enough. The practical issue of Leibed Dilimine, but rather it's the search. We're trying to, it's not just a matter of getting rid of the physical chametz, it's getting rid of the chametz. It represents the chametz in our bodies, it represents the chametz in our lives, and therefore there's such an emphasis on cleaning ourselves from the chametz on Pesach. That's the opportunity, that's the mitzvah of Pesach, to clean our bodies. Very interesting mahalach the Ravaz brings as to why we're so makbid on getting rid of chametz in a more, he says, in a more drush type of way. Okay, says the Gemara. Mayar, what does R mean? We're saying you check for chametz la araner to the araner. I'm sorry, ar larbasser. Ar larbasser, the ar of arbasser, we check for chametz to araner. What does ar larbasser mean? What does it mean, the ar of arbasser? Essentially, the Gemara's question is going to be, does it mean the morning or night? Let's see. Rafuna amar nagi, it means light. And at this point, the Gemara assumes light means morning. Rav yudamar, leili, it just means night. Actual night, which is of course when we ultimately do check, we do bedikas chametz. Says the Gemara, "Kasaka daytoch tamanu amenagi nagi mamish." The one that says it means light, means really light, daylight times, daylight hours, which means the morning. You do bedikas chametz in daytime. Umad amar laili, laili mamish means nighttime. Says the Gemara. So we have a machleika seemingly of Vuna and of Yuda. When do we? What does R mean? Does it mean night or day? Which would translate as to when do we do bedikas chametz? According to Vuna, we're assuming it means day, light, which means day. According to Rav Yehuda, it means nighttime. Okay. Mace, it reminds me of a whole slew of rias from here to the rest of the daf is rias back and forth in this conversation. The first bunch of rias, primarily the first grouping of rias, are going to be rias to Rav Huna, that R means morning, it means daytime, not nighttime. Ultimately, of course, we know the outcome. There's no suspense over here. Ultimately, the Marzim being three or four or five rias, I forget how many. It goes on to tomorrow's daf as well. Daf Gimel, bringing rias, that R means the night of the 14th, which is Kosavi Paskin. That's ultimately going to be the outcome. But the first bunch of rias are going to be the opposite direction. That's Gemara. Mesvi Abaykar Avanash Mashalchu, the morning was R and the men were sent out. It was the morning was R and the men were sent out. Right? They're talking about when Yosef sends the brothers to go back to their father, to go back to Yaakov Vinu. So, what's Lashon Pasuk? Habayker Ar. Am Ar Yamamu. Isn't that a clear indication that morning is Ar, means morning? Says Gemara, Miksiv Ar Baker. Had it said Ar was Baker, the Ar is Baker, then the Ar would be like a noun describing a time of day, the Ar is Baker. So, then it would be a Raya. Habayker Ar. Over here, we're saying the morning was Ar. Ar, we know, read further in the Mishnah. Baker Yasacham is the Ar Aner. The next word Ar in the Mishnah clearly means the light of the candle. It means light. It's an adjective, it's a description. It's not the noun, it's not describing a time period. And therefore, Kamanda Amar Safanaru. It says a biker arksiv, which is like a person saying the morning was light. There was light in the morning. It's a description of the light of the morning, not a description of the time that Ur represents, and therefore we have no raya. He should come in for his house. B'chitayv, while it's light outside, v'yetz b'chitayv, and leave b'chitayv. Why is chitayv considered, why is it a sprach to describe light? Of course, right in the beginning of Bereshis, v'yara kim kitayv, as the ar kitayv. The pasuk describes the Kadosh Baruch Hu saw the ar, that it was tayv, kitayv. Kitayv is a description of light. A person should always be outside. He should always come in from the outside, while it's the light outside, and not leave in the morning until it gets light again. He shouldn't be traveling while it is dark. Rashi says, by the way, what's the reason, what's the problem with traveling while it's dark? Rashi says, Als listim, robbers, or animals, wild animals, Rashi and Yuma, Gilyan Hashas points out, if you jump into Gilyan Hashas, he points out the Ayin Rashi and Yuma, Rashi Yuma says it's an issue of mazikim. You can say by the mazikim can mean the mazikim, those like spiritual mazikim, or mazikim could be those that do damage. Listim and animals do damage, it could be, it's not necessarily steer Rashi, different malchim, different exact taiches in Rashi. Rashi Vir says, again, animals and robbers. Rashi says, mazikim. Okay. But that's the idea of going up chitav. It's actually interesting. Shaila from the, again, the Chushi Chemed, he brings this Shaila, about the Shaila was asked, a person wants to go, it was very specific. Shaila wants to go to the Kaisel Damasikin, and to go to the Kaisel Damasikin, he has to leave, obviously, while it's still dark, to get there in time and to travel. Is it permissible? The Shaila surrounds the fact that, Bisman is that, first of all, we have streetlights. So we have streetlights. Does that make it better? Even though if you take some of the pathways you take, I myself did it many times. If you go through, especially early in the morning, go through the shooks, it's actually pitch black in there. There are no lights, but there are lights in many of the roads in the way of the Kaisel, number one. And number two, we're not as concerned these days for mazikim. We don't operate on the concern mazikim. Would that be different? Lemais over the paskin, he comes out that about it is permissible, especially with the fact that he's going to do a mitzvah. Shluchim mitzvah nizakin. So put together the idea that we have lights on the streets, plus we don't have mazikim today, plus, as far as we know, plus you have shluchim mitzvah nizakin. And therefore he says it is okay to go early in the morning, to go pre-dawn, to go out and be in the darkness, even though you're leaving before v'chitayv. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Meisvei. Another raya against Rabbi Yehuda, raya to Rav Huna, that the way we assume Rav Huna means that Ur is the morning. Uchara baikir yizrach shamash. Pasuk describes, David Melch describes in Avias that like the morning Ur, like the Ur of the morning, the sun will shine. Amar Yimamu, isn't this a raya again that Ur is Yimama? Answers the Gemara, no. Michsiv Ur baikir does say Ur baikir, same answer as before. Uchara baikir does say. It means like the light of the morning. Hachamar uchara baikir bamazah. Like the light of the morning in this world, the beautiful light at the morning in this world, meaning, even though there's darkness throughout the night, the Ur comes up and it rescues from the darkness, so to speak, in this world. That's like the shining of the beautiful shining of light. That's the light that's set aside for the Tzadikim in the world to come. Meisvei. The Kadosh Baruch Hu called Ur Yaim, and he calls Cheshech Laila. Alma Ur Yimamahu. L'chayr it's a raya. Again, the Ur is day. Very clear. Kadosh Baruch Hu called Ur day. Hachamer. Lemeir ubakar yam. No, it means from when it gets light. Again, we're not using the ur as a noun describing a time of day. He called ur day. It's the a description from when it gets light. We know ur means light. When it gets light and onward, that's called yom, but not that ur itself is daytime. Elamat v'cheshech laila. But go to that, the second part of the pasuk. V'cheshech was called laila. Lemachshech ubakar laila. From when it gets dark and on, it's called laila, but not so fast. Again, a chazar from right in the beginning of brachas. Hakamal atzichav mimamu. We know that until tzichav is day, even after shkia, and it's already dark. Till the three stars emerge, it's still considered day. If you tell me that ma'aruba from light and on is day, from dark and on in the next for that and end of the pasuk, the cheshich kar laila should be for the cheshich bar kar laila, but that's not true. Says the Gemara, you're right. Elach kamar karach manal and hayra kosh baruch who called out to the light. He called out the power of light, so to speak, the meat of light, and said, you're going to rule over the day, you're going to rule over the day with your light. The Rahman of the Chashaykh, and Kashmir called the power of darkness, and he gave a command, he commanded it over ruling over the nighttime. Now, it's an interesting conversation whether or not we're talking about whether we know light was certainly a creation. What about light as a creation? What about darkness? Is darkness a creation? Famous discussion. Or is darkness simply the absence of light? Our Gemara is mashma again that darkness is a creation, right? Argamar is mashma that we compare darkness and light, just like light was a creation. Hakadosh Baruch Hu commanded the light to be, Mashiach commanded to rule the day. Hakadosh Baruch Hu commanded the darkness. Sounds like there's a creation, that's just the absence of light. He commanded the darkness, this creation of darkness, to rule over the night. And the Gemara Chagiga goes also mashma that darkness is a creation. And I'm sure all of you are thinking about davening when we say Yetzer Uvayrei Chayshech. Yetzer Uvayrei Chayshech. Cheshech is also a creation. Bayre Cheshech. Cheshech is also a creation, of course. That's the lesson we say in davening. However, this, again, is a big scientific conversation, but it's not just scientific. It's a conversation in Chazal. Ramban in Parshas, I think it's Parshas Ve'era. Ramban in Parshas Ve'era, where he discusses the Makkah, no, but it's Parshas Bay. Where he discusses the Makkah of Cheshech. Ramban in Parshas Bay, where he discusses the Makkah of Cheshech, Ramban discusses that was a special Cheshech. That was like a creation of Cheshech. It was bigger than the regular Cheshech, which is simply the absence of light. That seems to be the Mashmais of the Ramban. There, it seems pretty clear that the absence of light is darkness. normally, by Makas Choshech, it was more than that. It was like a thick darkness. You couldn't move. It was more than just the regular darkness. Sounds like the regular darkness is more of an absence of light. Okay, just interesting to point out, our Gemara would seem to be, again, a raya in that idea that Kosh Baruch is commanding the darkness to take over the night, to rule the night, that it's actually a separate creation, not just the absence of light. Meisve says Gemara further. Halu kokach ve'ar, we say in this every day in davening. We should praise Hashem, all the Kechavim, this Davra Melchim, Tillim, Kechve Ar, Alma Ar Urtu. Isn't it right now that Ar is night? Now we're saying, because we're comparing it to the stars are night. Isn't it right that Ar is nighttime? Hachamar, Halu, Kechavim, Me'irim. Same type of answer we said till now, that Ar means that gives off light by day. We're saying also the stars, not the stars of night, and using the word Ar, the stars that light up the night. Ar, again, is coming to talk about lighting up the night, and therefore, not Arai. El Me'at, Kechavim, Me'irim, Hudba, Shvuche. Frank, 1 second. So you tell me only stars that give off light, they have to praise Hashem. Halu, because again, Halu, Kechavim, we're saying doesn't mean the Kechavim, the stars of the night. It means the stars that give off light. That's what I'm teaching you now. So the stars that don't give off light don't have to praise Hashem. Says the Gemara, she'enemim lebo shvuchei, the stars that don't give off light don't have to praise Hashem, but go further in the same aluka. All the tzvav have to give praises. Shouldn't that include also the stars that don't give off light? Says Gemara, you're right, the chiddush over here is that the ar of kechavim is also ar. L'maynaf kamina, meaning, when we say that the Haluka Kachvayar, we're not coming to say that only the stars that give off light should praise Hashem. We mean to say the stars that give off light, and that's called light. The stars that give off light, which is called light, they should praise Hashem. What's Afkmin that that's called giving off R? Again, ultimately the answer is the same, that we're not describing a time period, night or day. We're describing it's a description of what of light itself. We're saying these stars give off light. But the significance of it is that that's called proper light, and Nafkin is a person made a neder, not to benefit from Ar. Halacha is, he's also from the Ar of the stars as well. Tanya, Noidim and Ar, one makes a neder, not to benefit from Ar. Also from Ar Shakavim, he's also from the light of the stars, just like the light of the sun. Okay, before we see the next ride, just an interesting, we are getting a little tight on time to finish the Amud, but there's an interesting shayla, I love the shayla from Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan is a shayla, when we talk about the stars, three stars, we had before, Gimel stars being Teis Kechavim, here we just focus on the stars as well. What's the idea of the stars being nightfall? Is the stars a raya that it's nightfall? It's simply, it's a simen that it's nightfall? Or is it, as we say, a siba? Is it a reason for nightfall? Meaning, the stars being out, that is night. That is what night is? Or is it a proof that's night? Night is night without the stars. Star is simply a proof to night. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina, based on nafkamina being, we find the same idea, by the way, let's say by Shtei Saris, where those are simonim of godless. It's a shayla, is the pshat that the two Saris are, the person himself became a gadol, or herself, she became a gadol. And the two Saris, the two hearers, are just an indication, they're a proof. They're a riot to the fact, that's called simon, to the fact that they're a gadol. Or no, that itself is what's saying that they're a gadol. They're a gadol because of two Saris. Nafkamina is, can you split up Edus on these matters, right? If the two Cyrus are just a simon, so what if two Edom sees two one here in one spot, and two Edom see here in a different spot? That could be good Edus, because they're just proofs to the fact that it's a gadol. They're not the reason of a godless. But if it's the reason of a godless, you'd have to have two Edom seeing the same thing. Similar idea would be relevant could be relevant for nightfall. If it's a simon, then it doesn't make a difference if two Edom, let's say they want to testify it's nightfall, it's not Shabbos anymore, the testimony would be good, even if they see different stars. It doesn't matter, they have to describe the same stars. As long as they each have proofs that it's night, they could say, we're testifying, we know it's night. Whereas if it's the Siba, if that is what makes it night, they have to be testifying on the same Siba, on the same reason, on the same occurrence of nightfall. Okay, so that's the word Meisvei. La'ar Yakim Mirzeach Yikatal Ani Vevian Uvlaila Yikianav. The murderer at Ar, he gets up at Ar, and he kills the Ani and the poor, and at night, he's like a robber. So it's very clear, we're comparing getting up, which is normal we do in the morning, and we're comparing it to the at nighttime, it's the opposite nighttime. Says the Gemara, Hamat Gamar Vlai, like a Ganev, for the fact that it says, Tafam Beis. For the fact that it says, at nighttime, he's like a Ganev, Alma, or Yimamu, isn't that a Raya? When it talks about Ur in the first part of the Pasuk, it's Yimamu. Again, we're in the second line of Beis Ma Beis. Alma, or Yimamu, Lechur, it's a Raya, that the Ur means morning, it means daytime. Answers the Gemara, no. Hasam, Hakamale. What it means over there is, Ipshit Lach Milsav in Ahira, Kin Ahira, that the Fashas Kasi, there's a famous Sugya of, if a robber is tunneling through someone's house, we say that the person is, robber is willing to tunnel through someone's house, and know he may be approached by the homeowner, is willing to kill the homeowner. He's willing to take that chance. He's willing to kill the homeowner, and therefore the homeowner can be proactive and kill the robber. He has a right to assume the robber is coming to kill him, and he's allowed to kill the robber. Says the Gemara, we're making a drush over here as follows: if it's pashtu milsa kanayra, if it's pashtu clear as light, clear as day, that nefash is kasi, that he's coming with the intent to kill, if need be, then retzeach, he has never retzeach, and you're not going to save yourself by the course of his life. But if it's a little bit not so clear, it's a little fuzzy, it's dark, like nighttime, then treat him like a ganav, you cannot kill him, you cannot save yourself at the expense of his life. Of course, who's that talking about? That's talking about the father. A father in his own son's house, a father is never desperate for money, he's tunneling into his, he's coming as a robber to his own son's house, even though there's a klal that a robber will not stop at anything, even if it means killing, to murder his victim. He won't stop at anything when he's tunneling through someone's house. But the father has rachmanis on the son. It's not a two-way street. We don't say the same thing the other way, unfortunately. But the father is tunneling through his son's house. Over there we say that's not clear that he's willing to kill the son. It's assumed actually the opposite. And therefore, you not need to let tzil b'nafshei. So that's the lashon in the pasuk. We're saying ar over there just means not. It's not referring to daytime or nighttime. It's referring to clear as light, what the situation is, whether it's really retzeach or not. Meisvei. Yechashu kechavei nishpu yikav l'ar v'ayin v'ayura b'afa pe'shachar. The stars at night should be dimmed. This is a pasuk, by the way, by Eev. It's a pasuk Eev describing again in his laments. So the stars should be dimmed. He should want it, desire it, and they won't be there. He won't see the morning of dawn. Now the lashon be kavla arva ayin alma arimamu. He's gonna. It's like the night is waiting for the light to come, and it won't come. Sounds like the light is the daytime. Says Gemara, Eev was just cursing at his mazel. He was saying, this person should want light and not get it. Talking about himself, he should want light, desire light, and not get the light. He was lamenting on his fortunes and he was cursing out his future, saying, I should desire for light and not get it, but not a proof to morning, day, overnight, and the main meaning that Ur should represent day. You have no clear indication, just meant he wants light. Actual light to get rid of his darkness, and he shouldn't get it. That's the lashon of light, not a lashon of daytime. Meisvei, another raya. This is a raya that the R means nighttime. It says, darkness will shadow me, and the night became the R around me. Sorry, this is a raya that R is daytime. Arimamahu, right? It says the night became around me. I was surrounded first by darkness, and the Lila was my R. Doesn't it mean that he was saying that for him even daytime was darkness? But the point is, he was saying that the Lila for him became daytime. But isn't it right that R is daytime? Says the Gemara. We had this actually. Rashi quotes the Gemara. Famous Gemara Ma'itkat. I feel like we had it either in Brachas or more recently than Ma'itkat, which is, you know, almost a full machzor ago, famous idea of David HaMelech. David HaMelech had the chait with Basheva, and therefore he felt that A, he wasn't fit for the world to come, and B, the people of this world looked at him with the funny eyes. Until when they came into the base of English and he wanted to open up the gates, and the gates didn't want to open. And Shlomo HaMelech said, "Open b'schus David Avi, in the schus of my schus of David, your servant, my father." And it opened David's schus. All the people that were being that in David's lifetime, and even if David had passed on, were being meranin about the fact that he had done aver b'Basheva. They all were silenced. They realized that Kadosh Baruch Hu clearly had forgiven David, and David was his merit that the gates opened up. That is when the Ark came for David. I thought I'd have darkness even in the world to come. I'd have darkness in the world to come. Forget about this world. Even the world to come, I have darkness for my avera with Bathsheba. The world to come is similar to day, and I'd have darkness here. But now, even El Mazeh, which is really like nighttime, Arbadeni is like light for me, even Mazeh, which is like night, which is usually dark, is for me light because I've been proven innocent even in the eyes of the people in this world. Forget about in Elam Abba. But again, not a right to the taich of day or night. It's a right to, again, Ur being light, lit up. It was lit up for him, the darkness of Elam Mazeh. Meisvei. Here's going to be the first clear raya. We have a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah coming up on Daf Yud. The Mishnah says, Beitken Ur Larbasar. Uvar b'asa shachris, uvar shasa beer. Sounds pretty clear. You do a bedika on the ur of arbasar, then again arbasar shachris. That's an indication that ur arbasar is the night of arbasar, the night of the 14th, like Rav Yehuda da Meir. This is Rav Yehuda Tana. And Rav Yehuda, it's a right to Rav Yehuda da Meir's interpretation of our Mishnah, that's the night of the 14th, not the morning of the 14th. Uvashas beer, and again, b'shas beer, when you're getting rid of the chametz, again, you do b'dika then. Alma, or two, isn't it clear, right, that in the context of Mishnah is nighttime? Says the more, you write Shema Mina. We have a good raya. So really, you stop over here, we have a good raya. We go to be going to bring three or four, at least, more good rayas in this discussion. All rayas, of course, that we paskin, that is Laila, but the more it continues, even though we have a good raya, the more it continues in its conversation. Meisvei, Mei Messiah. Arba Asar Asar Besis Melacha. When is the 14th Asar Melacha on 14th of Nisan? Erev Erev Pesach Asa Malacha. Rabbi Sa'im Ben Yaakov Emer Mishas. We referenced this before in our Kedama that there's Isra Malacha and Erev Pesach. So when is it Aser? Rabbi Sa'im Ben Yaakov Emer Mishas Ha'er. From the time of Ur. We do Emer Mishas Ha'Netzachama. We just says no, it's from Netzachama. So the Mer assumes if he's saying Mishas Ha'Netzachama, it means the morning. So if that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, so Rabbi Elias Ben Yaakov, when he says Ur, means the night before, another Raya that Ur means night, says Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elias Ben Yaakov, Rabbi Yehuda, before you get to the Raya, Rabbi Elias Ben Yaakov says to Rabbi Yehuda, Mehechim Hechim and Sinu Yoim, you tell me Dafka Netzachama is Asim Alacha, what Yantiv starts in the morning? Every Yantiv, Shabbos, Yantiv, we start at night. Of course, Jewish days, we start at night. So if it's a day of Yantiv, day of Issa Malacha, it's going to start at night and remain throughout the day. Where do you split that there's Issa Malacha only starting from the day? Part of the day is Issa Malacha, part of the day is Mutav Issa Malacha. We don't find such days. Amalei, we just back, what are you talking about? Who asked me Echiach? The 14th of Nisan, we find this idea. The Issa of Echiach starts in the middle of the day. When it comes time for the Karban Pesach, the middle of the day, is only starting middle of the day. In the morning is still mutter nini chametz. So therefore, you have a perfect example of a day being split. Okay, that's the conversation between Rabbi Elazar Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. But what do you see? Rabbi Elazar Yaakov says ar, and Rabbi Yehuda says no. Neitzachama sounds like Rabbi Yehuda's ar means nighttime. Mitzgam Rabbi Yehuda mishas neitzachama. Ama ar to come Rabbi Elazar Yaakov or to isn't that a right that the ar that Rabbi Elazar Yaakov refers to is night? If Rabbi Yehuda refers to the time as day as neitzachama, ar which is earlier must be night. What's the obvious answer? We know there's two times in the morning. There's alois shachar and neitzachama. Says Marloi my ar amud shachar ar kamin amud shachar. He was saying for amud shachar. He was saying for Nates. What's the obvious question? Yachi, then what was Rabbi Zayakov's taina to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Zayakov said to him, where do you find these split a day? He's also splitting a day. He's saying night you could do malacha, and from day, from Moda Shach, you can't do malacha. Yachi, to come on the Hechem, see the Shem, malacha. When Rabbi Zayakov asked Rabbi Yehuda, where do you find the part of the day is mutam in malacha, and part of the day is as malacha? Namely, let him ask the question on himself. He's allowing nighttime to do malacha, and he's only asking by day. So Mara says, no, this is what it means. Rabbi Zayakov, in our deflection, Rabbi Zayakov means the Ur means Amud Shachar. We can still explain the statement as follows. Bishlam is the Ashkana to Kapagi Rabban Ben Yimam Laila. You know where? It's Hani Gavi Tanis Tiber. Ad Masaychel Vishesa. Ad Yeshi Amud Shachar. Divir Blaz Meyakov. Shtasay. Reb Shimon Eimer. Ad Kreis Agever. Till the rooster crows. But the point is, you find that, let's say, the Gavi fasts. There's certain fasts, of course, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, we fast even the night before, but most of the fasts, all the other fasts, you fast only from daytime. The fasts start from Moda Shachar. So we find different dinim that start from daytime. You can find night and day could be different. But within a day itself, that's what he's saying, within the day itself, after Moda Shachar, to have a distinction between from Moda Shachar till Nates, and then from Nates on, she have different dinim that we don't find. Amalei, so on that, Rabbi says, "What's mechiyach?" Again, the same answer that Pesach, Erev Pesach itself is a proof. Shemitzasay, mutter mechiyach chametz. Part of the day is mutter mechiyach chametz. Shemitzasay aser mechiyach chametz. Yet part of the day is still aser in achilas chametz. Says the Maratakis Gatayna. Shabbat comes Rabbi Yehuda Lazar. Rabbi Yehuda says Rabbi Lazar Gatayna. We find that on his old kasha is about Erev Pesach Malacha. He's splitting a day. We split the day like mechiyach chametz. So the Chayitz Gatayna. What's Rabbi Lazar? Rabbi Yehuda Gatayna says the Gemara. Hakam Leib Lazar. Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, we say back, Amina lecha, ana melacha derabanan. Va'at amr li chametz deraisa. I'm talking about the issa melacha derabanan. This is melacha to work on a Pesach is rabbinic. You discuss with me the issa of chametz deraisa. Of course, the Torah gives a shear. The Torah can give a shear smack in the middle of the day for 1 hour of the day. The Torah can give a shear. At amr li chametz deraisa, at hacha asr achmana, at hacha shar achmana. Over here, the Torah says, till here is mutter, till here is asr. When Torah, by Torah dinim, days could be split, no problem. And we're talking about specifically in Issachar Abundance, since when do they split days? Once they give a status to a day, they give a status to the whole day, they don't split the day. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda will say back, what do you mean? Even the Issachar of Ichila, the Torah says from Issachar up till from Chatzais, and we make it earlier. Says Gemara of Idach, Shah Issachar Abundance, there are hours that were aided by the Rabbanan, that's also ours. Says Rabbi Elazar will answer back very obviously, you're right, but it's still based on the Din Daraisa. The Daraisa already split the days, the Rabbanan just split it further, that's not called the Rabbanan splitting. Idach, the Avid Rabbanan, Hachaka, who the Avid Rabbanan, the Daraisa, the Rabbanan made a Hachaka for the Daraisa. So they just made a chukka further for the rice. The rice already split the hours, and the rabbanon were just adding to that split. But the rice could split hours, could split a day, but the rabbanon don't split a day. That's the argument back from Elazar Yaakov to Rabbi Yehuda. So ultimately, we're coming out. We have a conversation. We have a mishnah that says the check for chametz la'ar of the 14th. We have a discussion with does ar mean light? or does R mean, does R mean nighttime? Rav Yehuda clearly says R means nighttime. Rav Huna says R means light, which we interpret to mean morning. We had a whole bunch of rayas of both directions that were deflected until we had one raya that we kept so far, which was the raya from the Mishnah Daf Yud, which says very clearly, you do B'dikul R of Arba Asar, and then again in the morning is a very clear raya that the R of Arba Asar means nighttime. That's so far one full standing raya. We will continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Going on to tomorrow on Gimel Amud Aleph with a few more rayas that R means the 14th of the night, even according to Rav Huna. I want to explain how we shtimma according to Rav Huna.